This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guess what's in store? Life After Lemons.
The podcast
with Paul Cook.
This is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If you ever stop listening to The Paul Cook Show,
Life After Lemons,
I am coming for you.
Academy Award right here.
For the past 20 years, I've been fascinated with discovering ways for people to overcome obstacles. Then my wife and I both were diagnosed with different advanced cases of cancer here in our 40s.
Life After Lemons.
So I cannot wait to work together with you and my compelling guests to seek and share examples of rare victory right here on this podcast every time you click on a new episode.
Life After Lemons.
The podcast
with Paul Cook.
I'll take some of that.
Hey, thank you so much for pressing play. It's Paul Cook. Oh my gosh, I've been trying to talk to this guy and get it figured out for a long time. I've always heard the owner of Strange Donuts here in St. Louis has an incredible story. He has incredible donuts that will just make your mouth water, and he does so much service. It's truly extraordinary. Jason Brockman owns Strange Donuts, and the life he led before being a great business owner is incredible. I want you to hear it. He's such a real guy, a real dude. He says dude a lot. I want to get right into it. And of course, we're dealing from home, and home studio is not the absolute perfect sound, but we've done our best. Of course, thank you for your patience. It's certainly worth just persisting so you can hear what he is about and what he's doing now. Jason Brockman, welcome. First off, tell me how many Strange Donuts are out there?
We have four, and we also own World's Fair Donuts.
Well, congratulations on that success. I love your donuts. Okay, I don't like to waste time. I'm jumping right into it. Jason Brockman, tell me what it was like for you growing up and what you got into, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret anymore. I'm not, like, ashamed to talk about it anymore. Like, grew up pretty rough and got locked up for the first time. I'm, like, 11 years old. Even before that, I mean, I got off the I didn't know what snitching was, dude. Somebody threw a Molotov cocktail at a construction site, and I was there. But they let me go home. They arrested the other people. I was like 10, dude. But then I started, like, I don't know, I fought all the time. I got arrested when I was 11 for, like, pulling a knife on this kid at the movies. And, yeah. And 11 years old. He said something stupid to me, dude, and I was like, I'll cut you. And he was a big kid. He was much older than me. And he peed his pants. And it was bad. And but then I just didn't stop getting locked up. I got tried as an adult for some stuff when I was 14 years old, you know, and guns and drugs and 14 years old shooting at people, and it was bad.
Where were you living, by the way, at that time?
And but I moved all over, you know, North County. So I was, at that point, I was custody of the state. I mean, when I was like 12 years old, so I went wherever they told me to go, you know.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just got better or smarter or more hardened as a criminal, you know, just like brazen. And and drugs are a big part of, you know, the motivating factor and all that stuff. And the so it just, you know, slid down where my crime started getting worse and my hope started getting less, and I didn't see a way out. Wow, and then, you know, how you, like, settle into, like, this is how life will be. This is it, you know, at a real young age. And the so what ended up happening, man, is a few things, like what drugs and alcohol used to do for me, they stopped doing, you know. Like, I used to, like, not like just knowing that the drugs were on the way, I would like calm down a little bit.
Exactly. Isn't that weird? That physical switch with nothing added, but it's the mind.
Literally, right? Just like it's on the way. I'd calm down. And I don't know, man, I didn't know what I was dealing with at the time or why I needed drugs, but they were never a problem for me. They were a solution, you know? And the, I couldn't imagine, like, I don't know, a dude ended up just talking to me. Like, so some stuff happened where I was going to prison for 10 years. There was like there was a home invasion, right?
Yeah. You know,
doing bad stuff. And but the stuff, that's what I got there, like, so there was like some robberies. It was like a package of things. There was like, I was investigated by the ATF for bringing guns over state lines. And I haven't like, I know you, right? And yeah. So I'm like speaking a little more openly. Okay. Usually I don't like get into like the specifics of stuff.
I know, when I was 14, sorry I asked that. Yeah.
No, it's fine. But like some cops got shot at when I was 14 and, in a stolen car and it was bad stuff, like a string of things. And then,
by the way, Jason, at the time, did you know that this was abnormal for a life?
This is normal. This is life. It was completely normal. Completely normal. I wasn't afraid, you know, and I think about this now. I was talking to somebody today. Like, I used to would, you know, go anywhere, do anything with zero fear, you know, and now I'm like, oh, no, do those people like me? You know, I'm like so sensitive now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's just a weird flip when you start trying to live like an examined life and you're thinking about the way you feel and think and act and react. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like in some ways, it was like easier to live that way, you know, or at least less painful. You know, I'm just so sensitive now, dude. I'll probably cry during this interview. It's stupid. So, yeah, man, but like this dude, so I was going to prison. I went to a treatment center beforehand. I had a public defender and he just said, you know, if you take this, I was doing narcotics at the time. He's like, if you take this habit into prison for 10 years, you're just never going to get out. You're going to keep reoffending. So try to clean up before you go in. I went to this place and this dude's heart started talking to me about him. You know what I mean? He didn't tell me about me or what I was doing wrong. He just said, I couldn't imagine life with or without drugs or alcohol. He's like, man, I felt lonely around people I've known my whole life. And I was just like, that was like, he said what I couldn't put into words, you know? I was like, this is the way that I think and feel.
And by the way, at the time you're thinking, I'm the only one who really thinks this way, and it's such a crazy twist.
Oh, 100%. I mean, people would try to help me, and I would just be like, you don't know me. You don't know who I am, you know? Like, you didn't grow up the way I grew up or where, or, you know?
Yeah.
But it turns out, like, there's millions of people that do. And that dude happened to be one of them. And it was just like, oh, like when it came time to like do good or like that, I felt like just sick and tired of it. I was like, I'll talk to that guy. And I did. And I ended up cleaning up, you know, and it was like maybe a year of like dealing with some like, or maybe 2 years of like dealing with some like crazy mental stuff where I was seeing things and hearing things. And like my body was just all messed up. Like I remember I lived across the street from this pizza place and I'm like, man, I'm so hungry. But I was like, I think if I walk across the street, I might fall down and just get run over. I don't know if I can make it to the pizza place.
I know these things have taken over your brain, your energy, your confidence, and it all needs to be rebooted.
Yeah. But I ended up like, man, there were just some people that were doing the same thing that I was doing and I didn't have any direction. I went on a whim because this dude was going to get his GED. You know, he's like, I'm like, what are you doing today, dude? He's like, I'm going to get my GED. I've been studying for like 6 months. I was like, so I'll go with you. I went and got a GED, right?
Wow. That's
and cool. I did well enough that like I got a couple $1,000s for community college. I started going to community college and I was acting like an asshole in community college. You know what I mean? I was like a kid, you know what I mean? Interrupting class and like, I'm not doing homework. Like
I
in college.
Disagree.
Right.
Oh, I relate so much, you know, kind of different stories, but the same exact feeling. And, you know, that's so much about what we're doing here at Life After Lemons, talking about how your thinking can change. And if you do the right thing, you act the right way, all of a sudden the thoughts will come. And no matter what you've dealt with, how you have to retrain yourself. This is Jason Brockman, the owner of Strange Donuts, and you're listening to Life After Lemons. Sorry, go ahead.
Like things like started looking up when I started cleaning up some of the like, you know, going back to some of the people and being like, I wronged you and this is why and I'm here to pay you back, you know.
Yeah.
And I started like being able to like hold my head up a little bit. And then I just started being able to think like, man, maybe like there is another way, you know, maybe I'm not this horrible person. I just had like a problem, you know, I'm not a bad person. I'm a sick person. Right. And so now I'm not sick and there's some hope. And so I don't know, dude, I started like, it started with community college and then I went to school to be a drug abuse counselor. I realized like, I was like, this isn't for me, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe like, I was just a little too rough at the time. And, I don't know, some of these, I mean, imagine this, dude, like I'm not that long sober. I'm doing like an intake in this place in Arizona. And these are real stories, dude. Like some of the stuff is so horrible. I hear people like bicker over the, you know, like just the dumbest stuff. And the real life is this, dude, that I was like doing this intake with this girl. And, you know, you have to ask all these questions, you know, have you ever been sexually abused? She's like, yeah. And like, by who? And she's like, by him. And it's her dad sitting next to her doing the intake. You know what I mean? Really? Like, and that's people's real life. You know what I mean? There's like,
absolutely.
And,
everywhere.
And I everywhere. And I saw so much of that I was just like, and I care so much. I'm just like, I went from being like heartless. To like, I think like the flip side of that is that like, I care so much. You know,
amazing.
And I'm sensitive to that stuff and and I love people. Yeah. And I was just like this, some of this stuff is like hurting too much. And I was like, I don't know that I can do this for money anymore. I still volunteer a ton of my time in that.
Yeah.
But when I left there, I was just kind of aimless, dude. I didn't know what to do. And,
after being a drug counselor in Arizona, right?
Yeah. And so, a couple things happened. One, I went back working at this restaurant that I used to work at, and I'm scraping food off a plate, you know, and I'm like, for this lady that just screamed at me because I gave her one piece of toast instead of two, and she wanted 50 cents back for the piece of toast that I didn't bring, and she was screaming at me, and I was like, screw this, dude. I was the man. I had, like, this awesome job where I felt important, and, like, literally, I, like, threw a plate in the trash, and I was like, I'm leaving to sell crack. And this lady who passed away, named Melanie, was my manager at this restaurant, and she was like, what's wrong? I was like, I can't do this anymore. She's like, why? And I was like, well, you know, I was like, and I was just going through it. And she's like, oh, you think I'm a restaurant manager? And I was like, yeah, you are, Mel, you know. And she's like, no, I do that. That's not who I am, you know. I didn't know at the time that you could be more than what you do, you know. Like, there was so much of my identity wrapped up and pride wrapped up in like what I did.
That's such an important point, that when we think we are exactly what we do, it can get us into so much trouble.
But anyways, man, I was just like, day at a time, like, you know, can I do better today than I did? And like, I think that I have, like, I started like getting some experience and some evidence of me winning, right? Like selling hot dogs, getting into school, doing well in school. You know, my mom stopped hiding her purse. Now I'm invited to family things. And the, people see me in the street and being like, hey, what's going on? How are you? Good to see you. You know, to like being recognized by people I don't know. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Opening strange donuts and like, you know, kids like wanting my autograph and like, you know, when I just start seeing like, I think that this might be a problem. I don't know, but I just don't care. Like, I don't care about like, we give away a lot of stuff. Right. And I'm like, somebody that works for me who's kind of like an operations manager is like, dude, we need to like make money off some of these things. You give away so much, you need to stop doing that. Man. And part of me is like, I just don't care. I mean, I know I'm in business and I need to make money, and we do make money and we do well and it's all good. But I'm like, I think it's a better long-term strategy to be good to your employees and to your community. And then when you need them, you can ask.
Be good to your people and your community. And when you're in need, which it happens, it can flip, they will help you. What an incredible design for living.
You can just be honest. And we've done that. I mean, over these past couple months, we've had to do some of that. First few weeks, I was just like, one, I think a lot of people are going to like legitimately close their businesses, like legacy old businesses, right? I think because of my past, and because of the people that I work with, I was like, you know what, man, I think a lot more people might die of like suicide and drug addiction, alcohol abuse than COVID.
Well, I can totally hear what you're saying. People have COVID, but everybody has that anxiety and that fear going on right now, which can feed addiction, mental illness, and so many different things. Incredible conversation with the owner of Strange Donuts, Jason Brockman.
My opinion, I'm not a doctor, just some dude that makes donuts. You know what I mean? But like, that's what I thought. And I was like, you know what, dude, I refuse to not like be here for my community and be here for my employees. You know what I mean? Be here for like the people that like carried us through.
Yeah.
So our sales like went up the first several months as it dragged on. You know what I mean? Things leveled out. And who knows what'll happen in the next months, but I do know what will happen is that like we'll constantly be like evolving and fighting, you know what I mean? And not like laying down and blaming something for us slowing down, you know?
Right.
I'm like, when I tell kids like, this is what you can do, this is how you can make money, and this is what success can look like. And I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? Because I think that there's some of that too, where people think I'm like this awesome guy,
Mother Teresa type, or that you're just totally abnormal and it couldn't happen to them, a normal person.
Right. And it's just not that way. But I think that we have like an obligation, you know, this for, like, take away my difficulties, so victory over them will bear witness to those I may help. Right.
Yeah.
So my difficulties have been taken away. And wow. So now I need to like, I need to tell people about those difficulties and where I am right now so that they can see that like, oh, this stuff is possible.
Jason Brockman, Strange Donuts, incredible story. I could talk to you forever. You know, you were awarded Big Brother of the Year. You live for it now, and that needs to be applauded. And I've got to have you back again to Life After Lemons, and I thank you so much for your candor and your service, my friend. Will you come back and talk to me soon?
Of course, I'd love to.
Well, have a great day. Thank you so much. I will see you at a Strange Donut soon.
All right, be good.
What a response to adversity. And even though it's not the exact same thing in many ways, the brain and the body sometimes perceives very similar reactions to crazy events. And we are in a crazy event right now with our bodies trying to figure it out. The most anxious time in modern world history, at least in the last 50 years or so. Be good to yourself. Remember, imlistening.org from Intercom and Y98. You can also see that at Y98.com. And don't forget to please pass along Life After Lemons, this special interview with Jason Brockman from Strange Donuts. We are with you. If you need it, just reach out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.